Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. In the lead up to the historic December 13, 1951 general election, politicians were out and about trying to sway the electorate to their side. One such person was the Barbados Liberal Party candidate for St. John, Mr. Cameron Tudor. The Barbados Advocate newspaper reported on this day, November 17, 1951, that several days earlier, Mr. Tudor urged a crowd gathered at Edgecliff to recognize the strides made by the Labour Party in securing workers' rights and advancing social equity on the island. Mr. Tudor, who was the son of prominent black merchant James A. Tudor, framed his campaign as a continuation of the BLP's mission to empower ordinary Barbadians, telling the voters that the BLP rescued them from, quote, the hold which your oppressors had got on you in the past, unquote. He added, quote, I myself have not experienced the effects of the hold, but my father had, and there is never a moment that he has not been telling me of the hell he went through, and impressing upon me and my brothers that we would be no children of his if we did not do anything to change the conditions of the masses in this island, unquote. Throughout his address, Mr. Tudor urged the crowd to reflect on the progress made under the Grantley Adams-led Barbados Labour Party and Barbados Workers' Union. He highlighted wage increases, bonuses, and paid holidays. Mr. Tudor stressed that many people enjoyed these benefits, but few knew that those gains were achieved through late nights, hard work, and strategizing by people who genuinely cared about the lives of Barbadians. For those too young to remember the difficult years before these advancements, he said they should ask their parents and grandparents. Mr. Tudor said, quote, when we seek to give your children better education and you yourself better wages, we do not do this because we want your gratitude. No, we feel that this is our duty, unquote. The December 13, 1951 election was significant as it was the first to be held under universal adult suffrage, meaning all adults had the right to vote, regardless of property ownership or income. The BLP eventually won a majority of the 24 seats in the House of Assembly. Ernest Motley's Barbados National Party won 4, the West Indian National Congress Party, led by Winter Crawford, won 2, and independent candidates Lionel Craig and F.A. Bobby Simmons won the remaining. Prior to that, however, at a political rally held in Edgecliff, St. John, Barbados Liberal Party candidate in the 1951 general election, Mr. Cameron Tudor, made an appeal to voters to recognize the transformative role of his party in shaping workers' rights and social welfare across the island, as reported in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, November 17, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.